And I want the beings in charge of the Elohim to come here now. And I want you to have a full open discussion on this. If you are supporting paths that keep people bound to these paths forever, then every leader of every path doing this must bind themselves to every other path, else free everybody that they've done that to. You either bind people to every path or you bind them to none. Oh, you've got more people turning up on our side, haven't we?
Yeah.
My God, I think it's about 500 and there's more turning up.
You're about to be outnumbered really good.
Yep. And there was me thinking things were getting a bit boring. Right. So I'm leaving the beings above the Elohim to sort this mess out. And I am very serious about this. This is not acceptable to have people bound to paths forever. Any path that does this is not a path worth having anything to do with, because it's insecure of what it's doing. You can't take people into freedom. And freedom represents being able to walk away from any path. If that freedom is not built into any path, then it is not a path that should be represented in the hierarchy for any spiritual growth purposes at all. And I want that written into the Constitution. Oh, no, they don't like that! Oh my God, no, you can't do that. Why not? That's very sensible. You are here supposed to be moving people to be completely free, fully balanced, getting the most of themselves. That's what your job is. And what I have suggested, that's what that does. Anything else is just giving lip service to what you're supposed to be doing. God, we've got about 10,000 on our side now there, Shirley.
They're coming in.
There must be quite a few who are really pissed off about this then. Yep. So you think we should just stand here for a while? Right, I think we're finished there, aren't we, Shirley?
Yeah.